The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Adam in London, where they're all talking Olympics because it's been a tremendous performance by Britain. Rarely does a country do better in a foreign country than they've done in their own country, but Britain have done that.
You're right. In fact, it's the first time any country's increased its medal tally after hosting the Olympics. And so we have officially Britain's most successful Olympic Games ever, apart from London 1908, which was a very different era after all. And interesting that 20 years ago, we got one gold medal in Atlanta and 15 medals in total. In Rio, 27 golds, 23 silvers, 17 bronzes, and we finished above China, only behind the USA. And here's another one as well, which is interesting because there was a deliberate funding effort across a range of sports, although cycling and rowing and others attract some money. They wanted deliberately to spread the medals. So, in fact, Team GB won in more sports, won gold in more sports, 15, than any other country, including the USA. So the spread was good, and they got what they wanted.
Well, that's the other thing about the funding model. They've changed the funding model. They simply said, oh, well, people don't want to give money to sport. We'll have a lottery. And they have worked conscientiously to find people, profile them, who might be good at sport.
That's true. And to be honest, there is a certain ruthlessness about it. For instance, after London 2012, sports like fencing, wrestling and table tennis were found not to have done so well. So they lost a lot of funding. In some cases, it was almost completely cut. And arguably, every medal that Team GB has won in the Rio Olympics has cost us £5 million, which is a fair old slice, $9 million per medal. But I suppose there's the kudos thing. Is it worth it? And of course, when you get a surprise medal, and we had a few of those, like in trampolining, for instance, that silver medal for Bryony Page in trampolining is worth its weight in gold, because suddenly that's on the map, and that sport will probably attract a lot of attention.
And are they going to knight Mo Farah? That's the big question, aren't they?
Sir Mo, it has a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
It does indeed. All right, Adam.